Talking about the Pirate Toy Fund. Now, you would think that we're done for the year, but Otto, the executive director, I'm not even going to... I've tried your last name. Say your last name for us, Otto.
Harnischfeger.
Oh, of course.
Don't feel bad. It took me like 11th grade to learn how to spell it, so don't feel bad.
So Otto, the executive director of the Pirate Toy Fund, took over for Gary, and you're doing a great job, bro.
We're having our moments. We're carrying on his legacy, let me tell you.
Yes, yes. And... you'd think your season's over.
No. We're all year round.
You're year round.
We give out, I think we're almost at 32,000 toys and 98 program partners we give toys to from 12 months a year.
Yeah.
12 months a year we do it.
I know of one in particular. You do it with the cops, right?
Like, yeah, we started Toys on Patrol. Every law enforcement agency in Monroe County is part of that program.
Yeah.
And we got toys in their trunks. They go to domestic or there's a child involved, hand them a toy so they don't feel like it's the end of the world.
The majority of their calls are domestics.
They are.
My son's an Irondequoit cop, and that's the most number of calls they have. And yeah, often there are little kids involved.
Yeah, and we even put them in the jail too. So if a child has to go visit a loved one, they break down some barriers by handing a child a toy.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So it's been very successful. We got the feedback from the sheriffs and the chiefs. They love it.
So for this last Christmas season, when we hear about you most, how'd it go?
We did. We didn't quite make our number, but we're thinking by the end of the year we'll make the toy number we're looking for. And I just think the world right now is so worried about paying their RG&E bills and stuff like that. So we understand.
Yeah.
We adapt and adjust, but we're grateful for what we got.
How can people give year-round?
They can go right to our webpage, piratetoyfund.org. There's a spot there they can donate. They can go to any mall. Our toy boxes are there all year-round at the malls, so they can drop a toy.
Oh, they are? All year-round?
All year-round.
So... I didn't know you were in the malls. Where are you? Near the office or something like that?
Yeah, usually near the carousels. But the one at Marketplace, they're going under so many renovations, it's down near Dick's. So anybody, if you get a toy, drop it off.
Okay. Now, you brought your buddy Jason DiBiase here. What's he doing here?
First of all, we met a couple of years ago. He's phenomenal. He's one of our board members. He's out there. He lives and sleeps with Pirate Toy Fund, and we're grateful for him for that.
From Rochester Pest Pro?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And how'd you get involved, Jason?
It's kind of a funny story. Otto called me one time, said they were having some issues at their current office warehouse now. And I came there, I met with Otto, and here we are. And yeah. I haven't looked back since. So
they had pests or they just needed,
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So
that's one way to get them, huh?
It is, and we got them. So let's put it that way. It worked.
Well, he's a good get,
because he is.
He doesn't stop.
He knows his business, let me tell you.
I know this guy. Whenever he sets his mind to something, you can't stop him.
No, we're grateful to have him on our board.
When it comes to pest control and all that stuff. So we're here to talk about an event. You guys, you're usually dark in February as far as we're concerned, right? A lot of us. Correct. But this February 18th, tell us a little bit what you're going to be doing in the town of Chi-Lai.
Right now, we got so much negativity in the world. Mm-hmm. And we thought about, why don't we do something positive to bring the community together? So we're going to break a world's record for the world's largest snowball fight. So I'm telling you, Dino, you could be 1 year old or 100 year old. Come on out, pick up a snowball and throw it. You could be counted. And right now, Canada holds the record, I think, at 7,681. So we're looking to at least have 8,000 people show up.
No, Otto. We need at least 10,000. That's the goal.
This kid doesn't stop, man.
Well, I'd be happy with that, too. But at least to break that record. And we have to go through so many rules and regulations from Guinness.
This is Guinness.
Yes, it is. And they're going to have an adjudicator come out that day. And if we break it that day, he's going to announce it that we broke it that day and give us our certificate. And it's a community thing. It's not a Pirate Toy Fund thing. It's not a city thing, county thing. A town of Chi-Lai, they've been great with us. That's where we're hosting it. It's a community thing that we're all going to come out and do something positive.
And you're not popping people in the face with snowballs.
No, we're not. Believe me.
There's rules that's going to be followed.
Where it's all center mass if we can. It's that law enforcement.
Center mass. Okay. I got it.
But it's all about just having fun.
I've been to the range before.
Yeah. Just lob a snowball and hit somebody and just have fun. The actual fight lasts 1 minute, and you got to at least throw one snowball within that 1 minute to be counted.
Okay. Well, I saw on the poster, because it says like from 8 to 4 or something like that?
It is. It is. It's going to be an all-day event. We're going to have food trucks. There's going to be music being played. There's going to be events like tug-of-war, snowman building contests. There's going to be horse lays there, or horse ride, hay rides. But we're also, and this is where I think we can use you too, okay?
Oh, okay.
We're having a dunking booth, okay?
Geez, here we go.
So what a better way to promote this than you go in the dunking booth. We got a couple other radio stations.
Idea. Why didn't I mean, think of that?
We asked a couple other kind of personalities and DJs, but no one's really stepping up to say yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm definitely out.
So you definitely
just
out.
Let's clear that up right there, because I am definitely out.
I have done the polar plunge a number of times.
See? So you can do this.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Our friends at Camp Good Days and Special Times, you know them well. They're letting us borrow their dunking booth. So
okay.
We're going to have that there for the day. We're trying to figure out how to heat the water, but do we really want to? You know, depending who we put in the box, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know. If it's very cold and then you put something in water, like...
It's not like there's not going to have a fan on.
Are we going to have snow on February 18th?
The Farmers' Almanac says yes.
Okay.
The surrounding towns and a couple of businesses are going to start, when we do have snow up until then, are going to start trucking it in and kind of stockpiling it.
Okay, so now where is this site?
It's on Archer Road in the town of Chilai behind the Father's House, but there's no parking there. If you go to our webpage, World's Largest Snowball Fight, you'll see where all the shuttle locations are. So you have to shuttle in.
I did see that on the website.
You have to shuttle into the location, and it's a quick registration to get in because we have to count everybody in, and then we got to make sure everybody's throwing a snowball per the rules and regulations. But it's going to be from 8 to 4.
Can we throw it at any time? Like, I show up, I've got something going on at 11 o'clock when the actual fight is going on. If I just show up and throw a snowball, I don't count?
It doesn't count. It's going to be, according to the rules, it's going to be left versus right. There's going to be a split down the middle.
Okay.
You have to throw it to the other side at the same time within that minute. So and again, you could be 1 year old, 100 years old.
It's going to look like a Bills game.
Well, someone sent me an email. I think they just broke the world's record in Buffalo, but sorry, they don't have the certification that we're going to have at
the end.
They weren't
certified, that's
right. It's going to be a blast. It really is. It's going to be a lot of fun, but we need to get the word out, and thank you for doing this to get the word out.
Well, absolutely.
Because we got to get the people there.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to talk about it more than just on a Sunday morning here, though.
Yeah, we do.
But to get the word out. So it's World's Largest Snowball Fight?
It is.
.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You don't need to do the W's anymore. You know that,
well,
right?
Well, I know that, but it's... again, I just told our producer, you met Dan. He does all our videos for the Toy Fund.
I've met Dan before.
I know send and end, okay, on the phone. That's it. So he tells me everything else how to do it. So with that being said... But first of all, I got to say thank you to the public. Thank you for coming out and helping the Toy Fund year after year, helping us help the kids. We couldn't do it without this community, and this is a caring community, let me tell you.
So now you took over for Gary, third or fourth year now?
I took over in 2020 of June, and we're growing. We just got a new building donated to us from the Schneider family.
That's right, you're moving Spence off support. Of East Main,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we are. It's bigger. It's got to be over a 6,000 square foot warehouse for us. We got some renovations to do, but we couldn't do it without the Schneider family, Adam and his wife Callie, because they're just big supporters of ours, and they knew we were looking, and they said, here. And they gave it to us. God bless them.
How many toys are you guys handling every year?
We average over 32 to 33,000 a year we hand out.
No kidding.
And again, now we've grown. When I started, we had 60 program partners. We're up to 98 program partners, which include the hospitals, includes Red Cross, Salvation Army, some Children's Surgery Center. And you got to hear the feedback we get, because some children are so scared to do the process they have to go through. But you put a matchbox car on the table, and it's amazing how the child just jumps up and gets right into it.
How many people have you brought to the table there, Jason?
As far as what table?
The helping out Pirate Toy Fund. I know you.
A lot of people.
You hawk all your friends.
I do.
He does. He does. And he does a great job of it.
I know.
He sponsors our Christy Simonetti Golf Tournament, which is in June. He sponsors that.
Am I in your foursome this
year?
Yes.
There you go. I mean, it's great. It's at Locust Hill. I mean, and he bought sponsors now for the snowball fight, because we're looking to offset costs with sponsors. And I forgot to tell you, this event is free to go to.
Okay,
it doesn't cost you a penny.
You just need to go to worldslargestsnowballfight.com and sign up.
Yeah, you sign up and
you have to register.
Yeah, and if you want a T-shirt, I think it's like $5 for a donation. You get a T-shirt that says "I survived
largest snowball fight."
We're trying to make it family friendly.
Okay,
it's not about the dollars and cents in my eyes. It's about bringing the community together as a whole for something positive. That's it. That's all
crazy.
We want to do.
And how hard was it to get certified by Guinness?
It is. Well, they have an adjudicator coming on the day of the event.
Okay.
But we had to pay them a sum of money to use their licensing to promote this as we go along. But I think
so because it's legit. Because I said 100%. Before we turned on the microphones, I go, just call it the world's largest.
You can't do that with all the licensing and stuff.
Yeah, we're stuck by their agreement, but they've been great.
Next time, universe's largest. Yeah.
But the people I'm in
See,
touch
who owns
with,
that now?
Our adjudicator I've been in communication with, he seems like a nice guy, Mike. He's coming that day. And again, he's just focused on the event. He does his thing. We have an auditing firm that's going to, the Bonadio Group is helping us with the auditing part of it.
Okay.
So once everything, all the numbers get counted, it goes to the auditing firm that ends up, there's so much logistics behind the scene that people don't realize to break a world's record of this enormous size.
Oh, snowball.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. But we need to do it. We need to break this record.
So I'm out of town. I'm on vacation on February 18th. I'm just saying out loud. Not me. I'm just saying I can't help you. I can't be there in February. How else can I help Pirate Toy Fund?
You can go, again, like I said, piratetoyfund.org. You can donate a financial contribution that helps us offset the cost for it. Or you fly home. Throw a snowball and fly back to Florida. It's as simple as that. I mean, it's not a big deal. You
okay.
know?
Why didn't I think of that?
You know,
you know, the one thing that's going to make this event successful is the community.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot going on behind the scenes, like I was saying. You know, to make this happen, we rely on everybody. Our community partners that our organization is affiliated with, all the different local businesses. You know, I'm a business owner in the community, and, you know, I encourage all my friends and everybody I know, give back.
Sure.
I mean, this is something that brings the community together, like Otto said. I mean, we're sometimes divided right now in the community, and, you know, something positive for everybody to go and do and have a good time is very important.
Who had to sign off on this? The county, the town, or what?
Well,
what?
It's funny that you say that. In the near future, you might see a snowball fight between the county exec, the mayor, and David Dunning, the Charlie Town supervisor.
Oh, really?
Word on the street. I'm just saying, word on the street. There might be a snowball fight coming up to help promote
this.
Well,
I have to be on Adam's side because he's a neighbor of mine.
Oh, is
he? Ironical, yeah.
But every one of them are for this. They think it's a great idea. What a way to do something positive for everybody. So they're on board. They're setting all their differences aside to make this happen.
Are there teams? Or is it
No, once we get there, it's going to be decided left side, okay. Right side. You know, they'll split it down the middle, and because we got to have a left to a right or throw them to one side or the other, and then they'll announce it. We have to have 100 witnesses that are independent, cannot be part of the snowball fight, around the field watching people throw a snowball. If somebody doesn't throw a snowball, that gets documented and gets subtracted off our total number.
Get out.
It
here.
Is. And then anybody who leaves before the event, they get subtracted off the total number. So there's a lot of logistics behind the scene to make sure this is a legit count and that we pass it and make our certification.
I assume it's going to take some volunteers to pull this.
Yes, and you go right to same thing. You go to that world's largest snowball fight. There's a spot there for volunteers. You can log in there. We need about 300 volunteers to pull off for the day, because we have shuttle location volunteers. We need entrance points.
Right.
You know, and plus we have there's going to be a warming tent so people can walk in and warm up and go back out.
Even guys in the dunking booth.
Well, he's gonna need more than a warming tent.
Maybe we'll get you your own tent.
He's gonna need a wetsuit, I think. Don't you think?
I think so.
I
should be in the cold, maybe.
I can find myself a wetsuit. I know.
Dude, come on, tell me this. Your listeners would love to see you do that.
Oh, I'm sure they would. Yeah. No doubt about it.
But why are you looking shy, though?
Am I looking shy?
Just a little
bit.
So this is a yes, then. We got it. We're going live on the show that you're saying yes. You're going to do it.
I'll do it. Of course I'll do it.
There you go. You have it here. We got our first dunker.
This is amazing.
I know. I love it.
Dino is going to do it.
I love it.
It's not that amazing. Ask any organization in town. I never say no.
Oh, no.
Well, listen, we're going to promote that big time. You know that. So there's going to be a lot of balls being thrown at that dunking booth, let me tell you.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so.
It has to be. We're hoping there's at least 8,000. I know you want 10, but I'm hoping for 8 at least to break that record.
Jason's always shooting.
He does. He does. And I love that. You got to dream big.
Dude, this organization and this community, I'm telling you, this is what everybody wants, what everybody needs. This is going to be a good time for everybody. And it's like, you know, we're bringing everybody from all over the place. I mean, we have 11 shuttle locations.
Right. I saw that.
So it's not just one spot. We're giving access to everybody to please come on down. But we need people to register. If you don't register, you can't pretend.
We did. And my board's been cursing me out ever since, let me tell you.
I have everybody. I had Rebecca LeClaire. I saw her at a Christmas party last week. She was saying, you got to help. I go, I know. I got Otto coming in.
I love it. We need everybody to help. If everybody says hi to somebody, guess what? Someone says hi back.
Right.
So if you say, hey, about the snowball fight, okay, I'll come. And that's how it works.
All right. So pirattoyfund.org.
correct?
Any time of the year if you want to
donate.
Help
all
out.
Year round, yes, sir.
Yep. And then worldslargestsnowballfight.com.
That's correct.
Is where you can sign up, register, find out all the places to park.
And volunteer, yeah.
The volunteer sign up is there.
Where you will be in the dunking booth.
Yeah. I better get VIP parking for
you. You got it.
Okay.
You're going to put you right next
that's
to
the. That's my only. You know,
we're going to park you right next to the dunking booth, okay? Out of the car, into the booth, and back into the car.
That's it, man. That's it. And so it's February 18th in the town of Chilai on Archer Road. It runs all day, but the actual fight is at 11 a.m.
11 a.m., hopefully, depending on how late the shuttles are running. So between 11 and noon, but we're pushing. Right. As soon as we have the number in there, we're going for it.
And we want the real world
record. We want it here in Rochester, New York.
Yeah, all right, for the Pirate Toy Fight.
And this is a big thing to do. I mean, 10,000 people is a lot. In Otto?
Really?
It's going to be...
Well, if you go to the webpage, you'll see there's videos posted for us building up to this.
You better get some other guys who, you know, you like get Danny Mason, people
yep,
like that.
Yep. We're going to get a lot of people, I'm telling
in
you.
In the booth?
Well, the ones that people, or we were even thinking about putting politicians in there.
Oh, yeah.
But I got a feeling somebody wouldn't be going for the buzzard. They're going to be going for some heads. And so we decided not to do that because we got an insurance policy for the day to make sure everybody stays safe.
All right.
But we're pushing it. We really are.
We're going to make it official for the Pirate Toy Fund. Thank you, Otto.
No, thank you.
Jason DiBiase, Rochester Pest Pro, and board member of the Pirate Toy Fund. Gentlemen, let's do this.
We're in.
Let's go. We need it.